And here we are. Welcome back to Mix 93. And now it's time for Hancock Happenings. Todd Gast is here with us today. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing well.
Wonderful.
So I hear that pitching for parks is happening today. It's something that I mentioned earlier. It's something that even Chris Solani mentioned at the end of his Bulldog Bite.
Well, because Chris Solani with the Hancock Central High School, they're going to have students come on over to help us clean up the driving park and Lauren Grove. So these are parks that are near and dear to, well, not just the high school, but, you know, because they use those parks for spring softball, baseball at the driving park. The ice rink is over at the Lauren Grove. So these are great opportunities for the high school and for students to learn that these are our parks. When we use our parks, we got to clean them up.
That's right.
And so it's just one of those things that is a great learning opportunity for students, because guess what? They don't clean themselves, right? And what happens is we had a lot of snow. Mm-hmm. And so when that snow melts, it uncovers a lot, you know, and sadly, trash, just refuse out there. We want to rake it up just to kind of clean, make it all look great.
Because it feels like trash comes out of nowhere. It's like before the snow falls, you could swear that the ground was just clean. There's no trash. Snow melts away. Suddenly, there's garbage.
Garbage. How does that happen?
I don't know.
It didn't get there by itself, I can tell you. We're not growing garbage in the winter. I don't believe so anyway. And so we have another thing that we do in the fall, which is Make a Difference Day. So we do a fall cleanup and a spring cleanup. So if we can do two times a year, we feel like that keeps us really on par with keeping our parks looking good. And we really do need our residents to come on out and be a part of our community. So that is today, 4 until 6. The high school will be out there during third period. So approximately like 10:20 this morning. So they'll be out there cleaning up the driving park and Lauren Grove. We've got our pickleheads, our pickleball folks. They are out there. They're going to be out there cleaning off the pickleball courts, making sure that they look great. So guess what? Opening day for our parks and recreation areas is May 15th. So that's why we want to get our parks cleaned up. And you know, when you drive by on Thursday and Friday on Mother's Day weekend, you're going to notice a really big difference. But that's only if you can come out and help us. So if you hear my voice, you're able to give us 2 hours today. That is from 4 until 6. Choose a park. It's not too late. Give us a call, 906-482-2720, or email city@cityofhancock.com. We'd love to have you.
That's right. And you know, if you don't come out, it's not going to get done.
No, it doesn't happen by itself.
That's right. You know? You specifically don't come out, it's just going to be riddled with trash forever.
Well, we hope that it won't be riddled with trash. Let's just hope that we can contain it, right?
Yeah.
We just want to make sure that we, you know, I always think that things that look trashy, that's like, you know, it's a, it's a little bit ghetto, right? So we don't want to have that in our city. We want to make sure we are showing our City of Hancock pride and come on out and help us clean up our parks. And that is today from 4 until 6. And then guess what we're going to do? We're going to celebrate our achievements at the City of Hancock Fire Department this evening at 6 p.m. So that's our big thank you to all of those participants out there. The Hancock Trails Club is going to be out there cleaning up Mastojito and Churning Rapids. So we have invited them to come and celebrate with us as well at the City of Hancock Fire Department. So this is a really great community event. Come on out. It's going to be a little chilly, and that's okay because we're going to be working up a little bit of a sweat. So come on out, help us clean up our parks. Like I said, we had a lot of snow. That kept a lot of people indoors. This is a great time to come out and catch up with your neighbors as well. What a great opportunity to socialize while raking up and cleaning up some garbage in our parks. So
that's right.
That is Pitching for Parks today, folks, 4 until 6 p.m. If you are able to give us a call, let us know what park you'd like to help clean up. That we are trying to make sure that there we have like an even amount of folks out there cleaning up, so that 2 hours we are going to hit this and make a big difference with our City of Hancock parks. 906-482-2720 or email us city at cityofhancock.com. We also had a wonderful first meeting of the Hancock Lights the Night Planning Committee last week. We had a great turnout, but we need more people. So we're doing a recruitment drive through May to make sure we have enough people for us to have another Hancock Lights the Night for holiday season 2026. So if you have great ideas, if you are you have a special skill like electrician, or if you have particular skills in getting recruiting, or if you have great connections to recruit to get more participation in this year's Hancock Lights the Night, please come to our next meeting or just give us a call, 906-482-2720. We'll give you all the information you need, or again, that email, city@cityofhancock.com. So we really need a community response for our community events. So this one is a big one. And I know if you love Christmas, this is definitely the planning committee for you to be on. So that's our Hancock Lights the Night planning meeting, and we would love to have you on board. Tomorrow is Thursday, so that means that is fun and game night here in the city of Hancock, where Casey Bonkers at 119 Quincy Street every Thursday has game night until 8 p.m. Also, Nutini's Supper Club at 321 Quincy Street hosts trivia night every Thursday night beginning at 8:30. So you have a little break there. Grab yourself a bite to eat. Maybe get it at Nutini's or one of our other wonderful restaurants here in town. We also have the new art exhibits. It's a new month. May is here. So that means we have new exhibits at our art galleries here in the city of Hancock. New exhibition at the Copper Country Community Arts Center features new abstract oil paint and collage paintings by Rob Kangas. I'm a really big fan of Rob Kangas. His artwork is amazing. So his new show is called Emergence, and they're going to be having a opening reception where you get to meet the artist and check out his artwork. That is tomorrow evening, Thursday, May 7th, from 6 until 7:30. Refreshments will be served, and the show Emergence will be on display at the Carriage Gallery at 126 Quincy Street through May 30th. Also, Bonnie Locus, she has a new show at the Finlandia Art Gallery, and that's at the Finnish American Heritage Center. Her show is through June 10th. So go on and check that out. Her show is called Liminal Sanctuaries. So I did check that out last week. Wonderful show. So you have a lot of things that you can do here art-wise in the city of Hancock. Also, there's going to be a Mother's Day Flowers at the Lynn Mazzolini Art Studio and Gallery at 116 Quincy Street this Saturday, May 9th at 1:30. This special Mother's Day event is to celebrate moms and motherhood. Participants will create an 8x10-inch painting of flowers while sipping refreshing mocktails in a relaxed and creative atmosphere. So there's no prior experience required, and with all necessary materials being provided. So what a wonderful thing. Maybe even take mom over there as well and create flowers together. So a wonderful event over at the Lynn Mazzolini Art Studio and Gallery at 116 Quincy Street, and that's this Saturday, May 9th at 1:30. The 7th Annual Unified Basketball Game is on Friday, May 8th at 1 p.m., and that's at Hancock Central High School gym. So this is a really wonderful opportunity to go and cheer on athletes of all skill levels who are going to be playing basketball at the gym on Friday. So I'm sure Chris Alani probably talked about that at length today too. But that is the 7th Annual Unified Basketball Game, and that is on Friday, May 8th at 1 p.m. at the Hancock Central High School gym. We've got our farmers markets are going to be coming up. We've got two farmers markets happening. One is on Thursday, one is on Saturday. We're going to have a lot more details about that as we get closer to June. But Mother's Day is this Sunday, and I'd like to wish my mother a very happy Mother's Day. She's the best mom in the world. So happy Mother's Day, Mom. But, you know, make sure you treat Mom special this weekend. There's a lot of things happening. You can go and take your mom to your favorite, take her out to breakfast or take her out to lunch or supper. Lots of wonderful restaurants right here in Hancock to do that. Also, you can take Mom on a shopping trip. Big Annie's Antiques inside the old Gartner's department store has over 90 vendors, and it's really a special experience to go and shop. They do a wonderful job, beautifully merchandised, and then you can go and get coffee at Casey Bonkers, or go and get lunch at La Cantina, or get yourself a breakfast over at Griffin Cafe or Uncle's Local Diner. There is so much to do here in the city of Hancock. Bangkok. You can go and get dinner at Gino's restaurant, or you can get a beautiful barbecue at the Forge. So there's so much to do. Sheba's Cafe is a new restaurant. They're celebrating their first anniversary, so that is another place that you can go and get ramen. And then there's also Magic Kiln Studio, and go and paint some pottery, and then get flowers over at the flower shop. So much to do right here in downtown Hancock. And there is a used book sale and pie social on Saturday, May 9th. That's the Mother's Day weekend treat. Books and pie, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. And that's at the First United Methodist Church right here in Hancock, 401 Quincy Street. And also we're going to be having our Movies on the Green poll, movies poll coming out this Mother's Day. It's kid tested, mother approved. And then we'll be doing our survey all week long on social media. So follow us on social media. That's the City of Hancock. We've got a big summer planned ahead of us, but make sure Pitch In for Parks is today from 4 until 6 p.m. If you can hear my voice, please consider helping us out from 4 until 6. That's only 2 hours. And if we have a lot of hands on deck, we can get a lot done. So thank you so much, and happy Mother's Day out there. And my niece's 30th birthday is on Friday. So happy birthday, Erin Gast. I hope you have a wonderful birthday.
That was a lot you dropped on us there.
I know, and I hope I didn't talk too fast, but we've got a lot happening in Hancock, so thank you so much for the time. We always appreciate being able to talk about what's happening here in Hancock.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you.
Awesome. Thank you, everybody, and happy Mother's Day to all moms out there.
All right, this has been Hancock Happenings right here on Mix 93.